We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
80-77, the final score. West Virginia survives the Colonels of Eastern Kentucky and win it by 3, going to 5-1 on the year. Thanks for joining us here on our CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants postgame show with Jay Jacobs, Dan Zangerle, and head coach Bob Huggins. Huggs, you said, I just want to win, baby, just win. You knew Eastern Kentucky was going to come and throw it all at you. They did tonight.
Yeah, they're talented, and AW does a great job of coaching them. And they really were the aggressor. We weren't the aggressor until the end, you know. It's good to win, though, when they shoot 55% and we shoot 38, and that 55 would have been higher had they not taken those shots at the end trying to make a play.
Huggs, what kept you in this game tonight?
Taz. Taz and rebounding the ball. We rebounded the ball a little bit better, but they did a great job. They did a great job. They changed defenses. We kind of came out very lackadaisical.
Yeah, that was not good. What about the foul shooting? That was just part of it?
We shot 38% from the field. 38% from the field, and what did we shoot from the free throw line? 50.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And you win.
And we won somehow.
Malik Curry was big down the stretch, wasn't he?
Yeah, we tried to get it spread a little bit so we could get it at the rim. They did a great job of packing things early on, particularly to where we couldn't get a whole lot of penetration. And they did a great job of guarding the guys that could score.
You come out of that last timeout, you got the 3 foul shooters on there, you know they're going to foul you. But you had Gabe out there too. And is that just something that you, even though he's not a good foul shooter, that you have to have him out there?
We've got to have him out there at the end of games, yeah. Jay. Yeah. I mean, whether he's going to make a free throw or not, we've got to have him out there at the end of games. He makes plays. He makes plays. I thought we were really, really flat. You know, I just didn't think we came out and played with a lot of energy.
You didn't think they had anything to do with that?
Yeah. I said they're a good team. Then they shot it, really shot it today.
But you told me before the game, sitting up there, he said, I hope our players know how good this team is.
Well, we tried to tell them, but they didn't listen very well. No, I've watched him on tape. I've seen AW coach, you know, many times before. He's a heck of a coach. And they made shots. They seemed for a while they made every shot. But we just didn't. We gave up so much penetration. You know, you let them penetrate and pitch, and you give guys step-in shots. That's like playing in the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, especially for guys who their mechanics are really good, and they ought to have a great year.
What did you learn at Day's End? What are you taking home with you tonight from this one?
That I'm giving them tomorrow off, so I don't have to come in here.
Exhausting, wasn't it?
How's that? Yeah.
How would you describe this one?
Well, I knew it was going to be. I don't think our guys believed it, but, you know, you watch film and you watch what they do, and conceptually what they run is really good. They you can't give them open shots. Defensively, they mix it up enough to keep you kind of off guard, so to speak. He does a great job of coaching them, and they do a great job of executing what he wants them to execute.
Taz has taken a number of steps forward, I think, just this year in the early season here. Anything about his game tonight in particular stands out about the career high in the 28 points?
Well, the three that he made over here in front of the bench was huge for us, and it was a hard three. And that's what, you know, I've talked to Jay and Tony about on the radio show. He makes hard shots. He didn't get 28 easy points. He got 28 points that he had to earn. And he's gotten better and better and better. He spent an enormous amount of time this summer in the gym. And you know, when Sean's not making shots, that hurts us. When JB's not making shots, that hurts us. You know, our whole thing was we're going to try to really spread people out, and then we can get our guards at the rim, and then we can also ISO guys in the post. And you know, you can't do that when they don't make shots.
He's your big IQ guy out there too, isn't he?
Who's that?
Taz.
Taz and Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah, believe it or not, Gabe's basketball IQ is very high.
Talk about Polycap.
Who was that again?
And where's he from?
I don't know.
DePaul?
Yeah, DePaul.
Polly from DePaul.
Polycap. I thought he gave you a good effort tonight.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He does what he can do. Yeah. And that's what I've been trying to get through to all of these guys. You know, that everybody wants to be a superstar. If you watch an NBA game, everybody's not a superstar, and guys get paid really, really well to fill roles. And that's what I'm trying to explain to them. I mean, you have to fill the role that you have. You can't be somebody that you're not. And you make yourself look really bad when you try to do things that you can't do. So don't make yourself, and we made ourselves look really bad today and numerous times because we tried to do things that we couldn't do. And what AW's done with this team is they really do what they can do. And they're really good at penetrating pitch, and because they make so many shots from the perimeter and they're so skilled on the perimeter, the penetrating pitch for them is really good.
This is an ideal non-conference opponent, non-conference game for you, isn't it?
Well, that's because you weren't sitting where I was.
That's fair. But at Day's End, you look back on it and you say, you know what? This was good for us.
I think it'll help us, yeah. I mean, I think it'll help us. But, I mean, we've got so far to go to get to where we got to get. I mean, it's when you start thinking about, I watched Baylor a little bit today. We played Baylor twice. Kansas got beat at the buzzer. And I saw them play two times. And, God, we got to play them twice. And, you know, I mean, it's hard. It's a hard league.
But, Hugs, where do you have to improve? I mean,
it would be nice if we could stay in front of our man. I think that'd be a blessing.
Well, you work on it every day in practice.
We work on it every day in practice, and it hasn't helped a bit.
Man, I just don't get that. Is that about attitude? Is it about wanting to do it?
Well, I think the majority of it is we have some guys who have never done it.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing is it's It takes a lot of effort. It takes a whole lot of effort.
You played, what, 9 or 10 here? Shortened the bench a little bit? Happy with your rotation?
Trying to win.
Right.
I want to play those younger guys. I want to play those younger guys and see how they respond. But, you know, I think they understand winning is more important right now. And we've got, a couple more games here at home, and then we got Connecticut. So we can get those guys hopefully in these next two games and then get ready for Connecticut.
And then go down to UAB after that, don't you?
I don't know, Jay. I haven't looked that far.
No, we have Kent State, and then we'll get down there.
So we got Bellarmine, we've got Radford, UConn, Kent State all here at home. So start of a 5-game homestand. Hugs, off day tomorrow, then you're at it Sunday, Monday, Bellarmine Tuesday, yes?
Yeah. I had a bad moment when I said we'd play UAB. I watched them last night. They're good. They are talented.
On the road.
And he was my assistant for 4 or 5 years, so he's probably got a pretty good idea what we're going to do.
All right, Hugs, thank you.
Hey, guys, appreciate it.
Hugs.
Y'all have a great night. Jay, be careful.
I will try to be, Hugs. Yeah. You know, my age gets me every time.
Well, I'm telling you, between the snow today and the way the truckers treat you on the road, I'm telling you, it's rough.
He can hold his own, I think, maybe.
Well, he has so far.
Yeah.
Bob Huggins, everybody, head coach of your West Virginia Mountaineers.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.